AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. We've got news about the U.S. Marine helicopter that disappeared while on an earthquake relief mission in Nepal. We go live now to the Pentagon and our national security correspondent, Sagar Magani.
Rita, the military had been hoping to find the helicopter intact and those aboard alive. But early this morning, Nepalese soldiers found the Huey's wreckage and three bodies. Nepal's defense minister says there is no chance anybody survived. There were six Marines aboard with two Nepalese soldiers. The chopper vanished Tuesday while delivering hurricane relief supplies northeast of Kathmandu. U.S. aircraft and Nepalese ground forces had been searching for it, Rita.
The funeral begins next hour for Naval Academy midshipman Justin Zemser, the first of the eight victims who will be buried following Tuesday's Amtrak derailment in Philadelphia. The NTSB's Robert Sumwalt says they plan to ask the engineer why the train was going 106 miles per hour as it approached a curve and went off the tracks.
We have contacted the engineer, and he has agreed to be interviewed by the NTSB. And we look forward to that opportunity. We will be meeting with him in the next few days.
Ryan Smith is a friend of engineer Brian Bostian.
He wasn't just doing this as a job, like, yeah, I got to pay the bill, so I'm going to take this job. It seemed like this is what I love to do.
He talked at the Today Show this morning. Jurors in the trial of Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev are deliberating for a second full day on whether he should be executed or spend the rest of his life in prison without parole. They deliberated for about 8.5 hours yesterday. Part of the erotic movie 50 Shades of Grey was shown in a West Virginia high school classroom this week after students convinced their unwitting teacher to let them watch it as a reward for good work. The teacher apparently didn't know what the film was about. This is AP Radio News. Tom Brady is appealing, and NFL commissioner plans to decide himself whether Brady's four-game suspension in Deflategate will stand. Here's our Jack Briggs.
Patriots quarterback Tom Brady has appealed his four-game suspension for his alleged role in using deflated footballs during the AFC title game. The expected appeal was filed just ahead of a Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern deadline. The NFL announced the quarterback suspension on Monday and also fined the Patriots $1 million and took away two draft picks. Brady's appeal only deals with a suspension and must be heard within 10 days. League-appointed investigator Ted Wells found that Brady was, quote, at least generally aware of plans by two team employees to deflate balls. This is Jack Briggs.
ABC's George Stephanopoulos is apologizing for donating $75,000 to the Clinton Foundation, saying it was a mistake given his effort over the past two decades to establish himself as an independent journalist. He used to work for President Clinton. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.